Okay, and what we're going to do today is go back to Access. Okay, that we looked at last time in about week two. So we're going to go back and refresh your memory on Access. This time we're going to use multiple tables. Okay, so if you have multiple tables, the design of what's going to be on those tables is a big part of your job. When a database is designed with multiple tables, there should be a group of people working on it. There should be people from IT and people from the business and people that are going to use it. And you put together a group of tables. Now, out in the real world, there's a lot of use of databases. Databases are usually, the covering of a database is usually a whole course. We have a course that does that. I'm going to give you the brief summary in one class so that hopefully you at least will understand some of the key terms. And so when people start talking about normalization and relational databases, you will understand in general what they're talking about. I won't give them a blank look. So the first thing is we're looking at relational databases, and that's the predominant kind of database. There are also big data, but we're not even going there. Right now, mostly big data is by very big companies. Okay? So normalization is the first thing we're going to look at. And normalization means going to third normal form. So if we click on that, we have some rules about third normal form. A relation is in first normal form if it does not contain repeating groups. Okay, so that's the first thing. A relation is in first normal form if it does not contain repeating groups. Okay, so if I have a student table, and I say my primary key is going to be the student ID, and then I'm going to have the student name, and then I'm probably going to have address information, a lot of other things like that. And then I'm going to have the major, the person's major. Okay? And then I decide, well, I want to know what courses they're going to take. So I'm going to have what is course one and what is the grade in course one. And then I'll have course two and what is the grade in course two. Now, the problem with this is I can keep going for a long time. But the problem with this is, when do I stop? I decide, okay, no student is going to take over 30 courses. So I'll do that 30 times. And as soon as I do that, somebody signs up for their 31st course. Okay? So this means we can't do that. Because it's hard to know how many slots we should have. And the rule is, a relation is in first normal form if it does not contain repeating groups. And I was telling the other class, I made a phone call once and I wanted to order 7 things. And I gave my name and address and all that, and I went through the 5 things that I wanted to order. And I started with the 6th, and the woman said, I'm sorry, your order is complete. And I said, but I want 7 things. And she said, I only have room for 5. And I said, but I want 7. And she said, all right, I will start a new order for you. And so I had to give her my name, my address, my phone number, all the rest of that. And she then put in the 6th and 7th. Now, if I wanted 12 things, she would have had to do a third order. Okay, and the reason that this problem happened is that nobody had told their company you can't have repeating groups. Okay? So they had stopped at 5 items that I could order. as opposed to going and doing it the right way. The right way is to set up another table called the student course table. And on the student course table, you'll have the student ID, and that will link to the student ID on the other one. But what I'm going to put here is a record for every course that they take. Okay? So I'm going to have the student IDs. I'm going to have the course number. That's the course that they took. I'm going to have the date that they took it, which I'm going to do like fall or spring of the year. But I'm going to have the date that they took it, and I'm going to have the grade that they got in the course. When the course is done, before the course is done, that will be empty. Okay.
What's the second one after student ID?
Course number.
Course number?
Uh-huh. CRSNL.
CRS.
So, what would be the primary key for that table? Remember, a primary key has to uniquely identify just one record. It has to just identify one record. So student ID can't be the primary key, because then the student could only take one course. And if the student can only take one course, the college isn't going to stay around very long. Okay? So what would the primary key be? And remember, the primary keys can be made up of multiple fields. They don't have to just be a single field. They can be multiple fields.
Course number.
Pardon?
Course number.
Just course number wouldn't do it, because I need a lot of people to take the course or it doesn't run. Think multiple fields.
So that says...
If that's the date is fall 17, then only one person can take the course in fall 17. No, not in grade, but how about in student ID? Okay, so if I take and put these three things together, they make up the primary key. So I have, for example, student 111 is taking 120. The date is spring of 16, and they got a B. Okay, so there's student ID, course number, date, and grade. So then student 111 is also taking 121 in the spring of 16, and they got a B in that as well. Okay? And then, or actually let's put that in half. They got an F in that. So that means they want to take the course again. So they took it as student 111, took 121 again, but this time it was the fall of 17. And so there is something that makes that record unique, because these three things together make the primary key. So the student can retake 121 because it is a different date. So that means that the primary key is different. 111, 121, F16 is different from 111, 121, F17. So they're different. And then we can have student 112, who's taking 120 in the spring of 16 and got AA. And that is, again, the 120 is the same as somebody else, the S16 is the same, but the student number is different. So there is something different about all of them. Okay? So that makes it unique. Now, between these two, we have a one-to-many.
Which is written usually as an M.
A one-to-many relationship. That means that for every record on the student table, there will be multiple records on the student course table. Or not necessarily. Somebody may have just taken one course. But for most of them, most students will have taken more than one course, and so there will be multiple records on this table. Okay? For any given student ID. We are talking about relational databases in third normal form. Okay? So, third normal form says you can't have repeating groups. So I couldn't put the information about courses on the student table. I brought them over here and I put them on a student table. So if the student takes 15 courses, there'll be 15 records on the student course table for that student. Okay? And each one has a student ID, a course number, a date, and a grade. And the primary key has to identify just one record. And so the primary key on this table had to be the student ID combined with the course number that the student is taking, combined with the date, because if they flunk, they get to retake it, and the date makes it different. Okay, if I just had student ID and course number, then a student can't retake a course. And again, you're not going to be in much business if somebody can't retake a course. So the student ID has to be the student ID, the course number, and the date combined. And that makes a unique identifier for each record. Questions? And this is, again, a one-to-many relationship. Because on the student table, I'll only have one record for each student. On the course table, on the student course table, I will have multiple records for most students. So that's a one-to-many relationship. One student over on the student table can have many records. So that's a one-to-many relationship. Okay. Okay, so first normal form, again, is it does not contain repeating groups. A relationship is in second normal form if it's in first normal form and no non-key attribute is dependent on only a portion of the primary key. Okay. No non-key attribute is dependent on only a portion of the primary key. So if I come over here, actually let me copy that. Okay. So that means if I were to try to add course name, that is a no-no, because course name relates only to course number. course name relates only to course number, and course number is part of the primary key. So I can't carry course name on that table because it doesn't relate to the entire primary key. Now, grade was good because grade is about a student taking a course in a given semester. So grade relates to the student, the course number, and when they took it. But course name relates only to the course number. So I can't have it. So if I want to have that information available, I can set up a course table. And the course table would have the course number, the course name, might have the number of credits for that course, information about that course. If the course needs to be taught in a lab, it might say lab. Okay, so the course number is the primary key. Course number is the primary key. Okay, so now I've got the course name available to me because I can link from the course number on the student course table over to the course number on the course table, and I can grab the course name. So that is a legitimate way of doing it. Now that I've added in the student course, this is more in a many-to-many relationship. Because a student can take many courses, and so I can't put the courses on the student table, or I break the repeating loop rule. And a course is taken by many students, I can't put the students over here because I break the repeating group rule. So I need to make what is frequently called a bridge table. And a bridge table bridges between the two, and it has the student ID, which relates to the student table, and the course number relates to the course table. So I link back and forth between the two. Questions? Another example of a many-to-many that I ran across years ago that I really like is if I have a movie table. If I have a movie table and the ID is movie ID, and that's the primary key, and then I've got the movie name, and then I can have any other information I want about the movie. And then I have the movie table. I mean the star table, sorry. I have a star table. And so on the star table, I have the star number, the star name, and anything else that I want to carry about the star. And that is the primary key is the star number. Now, I can't carry information about the star on the movie table because a movie has multiple stars. I can't carry the information about the movie on the star table because the star has presumably been in multiple movies. And both of those would break the repeating group rule. Okay. So what I have here is my bridge table. And my bridge table is, we can call it movie in star. And it's going to have my movie ID and my star number or ID, whatever it is, and And those together are going to be the primary key. And then on that, I can have the salary that they made. And the salary relates to both parts, because the salary is how much that star made for that movie. And so it relates to both parts. Okay? So if I have a many-to-many between two things, I need to make that bridge table. And that bridge table can link to both of them. And the salary relates to both of them, so it follows the rules of second normal form in that no field can relate to part of the key. And it relates to the entire key. So it's valid. Questions? Then when we went back and looked at the previous one, again, the key was student ID, course number, and date. Course name only related to course number, so we couldn't have it. But grade is about the student taking the course on a particular date. So grade relates to all three. Okay. I'm going to try to copy this. So now I go back to third normal form. A relationship is in third normal form if it's in second normal form, and the only determinants it contains are candidate keys. Note any attribute that determines another attribute is called a determinant. Okay. The people who wrote these rules don't necessarily convey the information in a clear way. But anyway, a relationship is in third normal form if the only determinants it contains are candidate keys. So, if I try to put on here major name, okay, I want to put major name. The problem with that is major name is determined by major code. It is not determined by the student ID. So I put on the major code, and the major code determines the major name. If I change the major name, the code will then refer to something else. So I can't put the major name on, because if the major is the determinant, and that's not the primary key. So the major is the determinant. Okay? So I have to, in this case, say, oops, I'm going to need another table. So I set out a major table. And it will have the major on it. CI and computer information systems. It will have the chair of the major, etc. And the primary key will be major number, and I can link between these two tables to get the major name. So I can link between those two tables to get the major name. So the major name could not be carried over there, but the major name can be carried on another table I make up. Okay? And as I said, this is very complex stuff. We're doing some simple versions, But the average system might have 50 tables that they laid out or something like that. Think about what the college has to keep track of about you. It's got to keep track of the courses you've taken, the major you're in, the finances, everything. So they, and the tests you've taken, and all of that. So there's a load of tables out there. Now, it said that I could use this determinant over here. And a determinant would be something like my Social Security. Okay? Because that could, I said I could keep something over there that was a candidate to be the primary key. Okay, so if the only determinants it contains are candidate keys. So Social Security number is a determinant in that it brings up your name. Okay? And so, but that can be carried because it's a candidate key. And in fact, the college used to use Social Security number as your ID. Illegal, but they eventually stopped doing it. Driver's licenses used to have your Social Security number on them. Okay? I can't think of how many checks I wrote my Social Security number on back in the days. So Social Security number is clearly a candidate key. It's just not the right thing to use as a candidate key. But I may need to carry it for my students. Okay, so there is the Social Security number, and that's the second. The major name is not. Questions? Okay, another example to just look at quickly, and then we're going to try is, let's say I have a customer table. And I have the customer number is the primary key. And I have the customer's name, their address, and any other information I want to keep about that customer. And let's say these are customers that have signed up as customers with me, and I sell them things by orders. And I'm going to have an inventory table. And my inventory table is going to have my item number, and that's going to be my primary key, and the item name, and it might have on hand, on order, cost, price, and a whole load of other things that can be kept in inventories. So I have a customer table and I have an inventory table. Now I want to look at an order. Okay, so I'm going to make an order table. Lots of times, the way an IT primary key is done with orders is it's a random number, not a number of the number. The number that gets generated, the next number for the order. So when you go into the computer, it fills in the next order number and just provides it for you. And the order number is system-wide, so you may do an order and then somebody in California may do the next order and they'll get the next number because it's kept out of the call centers or the service centers. So I may have just a unique order number, and that would be the primary key. But I still need to be able to link over to the customer so I know who placed that order. So I'm going to do a link from the customer ID to the customer number. And actually, that makes the customer ID what we call a foreign key. A foreign key is a key that links into a primary key. And so customer number on that table links into the primary key on the customer table, and it can be called a foreign key. So I have the order number, I have the customer ID. I am going to put the date on here, because I want the date the auto was replaced. Now, if you think about an invoice that you've seen, at the top it usually has the auto number, name and address information, and the date. So there's the information you need for the top part of the invoice. Now the problem is the bottom part lists all the things you want. That's a repeating group problem. Okay, and that's like the story I told you at the beginning where I couldn't order six items because I filled all the slots. So I can't carry the information about each item I want here or I would have repeating groups. And so I'm going to make an order line items. And this is going to have the order number and it's going to have the item number. Okay? So the order number relates it to the order and the item number relates it to the item I want to order. And if I want to order five items, different items, I'm going to have five records in there with the same order number but different item numbers. So I've got the order number and the item number, and those together are going to make up the primary key. And then I have the quantity, okay, how many of that particular item are you, and think again about an invoice, and it goes across and it gives the item number, and the item name, and then it usually gives the quantity, and then it usually gives the price, and then it gives the total. Now, I can come over here because I link between auto line and inventory based on item number. I can come over here and grab the price. The problem is prices are volatile. And if somebody places an order with a given price, they don't want the price to go up. If the price goes down, they're more than happy, but they don't want the price to go up. So lots of times what you carry on here is the quoted price, meaning at the point the order was made, I'm going to carry the price for that item. Okay? And so if you're doing this as done online, then it's just going to go over to the inventory table, grab the price, and put it in there as the quoted price. Okay? Price may never have been quoted, but what that means is the price at the time the order was placed. So that ends up being another group of tables that you can set up that would handle the orders. So when I want to print out the order, I print out the order number, I link over to the customer table to get the customer information, and I print out the date. And then when I get to the bottom of the order, the invoice, I link with the order number over to order line. I pick up the item number, quantity, and quoted price. If there's another record with that order number, I get the next item, quantity, and quoted price. And then I get the next one and the next one. If they order 10 things, I'm going to write 10 lines. And each of the lines will come from a record on the order line. Questions? Because, man, there should be. Yes?
So what you're saying is that the prime key number in an item number must be determined from the account for the order line and the inventory.
I don't think I'm saying that, but I may not understand what you're saying. I'm saying that the link between the order line and the inventory.
Right, that's what I was
based on. The link between those is based on order number. And I need to have a link between all of my tables. I have not drawn the link there. But I need to be able to link back and forth between my tables. Okay? I can't link directly from the customer to the inventory, but I can't see any reason to link from the customer to the inventory, because I only want to link from the customer to the inventory when I'm talking about their order. And so the customer, I can link to the order. The order can link to the order line. And the order line can link to the inventory to get the name of the item and the price that I need to write out on the order line. Okay. Questions? Okay. The other thing that I have out here is I made a list of the data needed. And this is basically what we looked at when we were setting up the student. So these things all go on the student table. Okay? And this is the primary key. Then information about the department. This information goes on the department table. Now, when I was doing it, I called it the major table. This is, I'm now calling it the department table. They mean the same thing. Your major is CI, you're in the CI department. The major department are the same. And the primary code is this. Now I need to link between them, so I need to put the department code also on the student table so that I have the ability to link between them. This is the course table, and the primary key is course number. And then I come to the information about the student taking the course, and I need the semester, year, and the grade. But I also need to know what student it is, so I need the student ID, and I need to know the course number, or whatever it is, as well as the semester, year, and the grade. And again, those three things together make the primary key, because that file has records for the same student, the same course. To get to a particular record, I've got to know who the student is, what course they're taking, and what semester year they took it. So I need those three things to get to the unique record, to get to one and only one record. So that gives me four tables, and we looked at those earlier, something similar. So now what I want to do is I want to bring up the database, and we're going to look at the database that we created. So go to here where it says student four table database, and bring up the database. Okay. Except I... So, wait a minute. I don't want to save. That was the old one. Okay, so here is the database. I'm going to save it on my E drive. So I've saved it on my E drive. And I'm saying enable content. So I've now saved this table on my E drive. Just so I have it. Okay, so here are the four tables we were just talking about. The student table, the department table, the student course table, and the course table. So what I did is I created each one of those, and we'll look at the student table first and look at it in design view. Okay, so I went in and I did create a table and I set these up. And I've got a student ID, which is short text, and it's 5 characters. And that is the primary key. And I got that by clicking on primary key up there. Now, the student ID is 5 characters. And I want to remember that because when I come down and do the student course table, I'm going to need the student ID again. And I want to have it the same type, short text, and the same size, 5. So I'm going to have to remember that it's a short text, 5-character field. And then I put the other things on there that I want. Now, the other thing that is going to link is the department code, which is going to link into the department table. So I'm going to take a look at its size as well. The department code has a character length of 2, short text 2. So when I go to my department table, I should see department code as a short text of 2. Because if I've got 2 things linking together, doesn't it make sense to make them the same type and the same size? Okay? So, there is the field, and if I view this, I have 5 people on here. Some of them are CI majors, some of them are BU majors, and I've got a bunch of different GPAs. Okay, so now I'm going to look at the department table. And there's the department table, and it's got a department code of 2. So I did it right. The department code is 2. It's got a department name and a department shape. Okay, so I've got the setup for the department. And if I look at the data on that, I've got business administration with Leonard and computer info Grosser. Okay. So now I'm going to go back and I'm going to look at the course table. I'm skipping one for a minute. I'm looking at the course table. So there's the course table. And the course number is 6. So I need to remember that too. Because when I come to the student course table, the student ID should be 5 and the course number should be 6 so that they link correctly. So then I come to the student course table. And it has, as I said, the student ID, and we can see that's 5. And the course number, and we can see that's 6. And it has the semester, year, and the grade. Notice that the key is on all 3 of those fields, like we said it should be, that the key is made up of multiple fields. How I do that is I highlight the 3 fields and then hit primary key and they go away, hit primary key and they're back on all 3. So if I have a 3-part key, I just highlight all 3 and go and hit the primary key. So I highlight all 3, and then I hit the primary key. Okay. And then the grade relates to all 3 parts, as we talked about, because the grade is a particular student taking a particular course during a particular semester year, and that's their grade. So if I go over here, I've got student ID, course number, semester year, and I've got a bunch of those on here, and grade. Okay. So you can see the student 33333 TOC coming 111 the fall of 09 and then an F, and retook it in the spring of 10 and got a C. Okay? So I have the data in there for the student course table. Okay? So those are my four tables. So now I want to do a query. So I'm going to go into Create, Query Design, and it brings up and shows me all four of my tables. Okay? When we did this before, we were only using one table, so it only showed one table. But now we're seeing all four of these tables. So we're going to click on, I want to have the student table, so I'm highlighting that and clicking Add. And I want the department table, and I'm highlighting that and clicking Add. And then I'm closing it. So I just want those two tables right now. Okay. Notice that the link between department code is showing. Sometimes it will show, sometimes it won't. It depends on how you set it up. If I want it to go away, I click on it and just do a delete and it goes away. And then I want to make it again. So I click on department code in the student table and drag it over on top of department code in the department table, and it makes the link. So if the link isn't there, you can just take the two things that should be linked and drag and drop. So I drag department code over and drop it up on off of department code over there. They don't have to be the same spelling, although it makes life a lot easier if they are, so I would do it that way. But they don't have to be. It's been, you have to start keeping track of where did I call it what, and that's enough to drive you crazy, yeah.
If they are spelled differently, will they still link?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They'll still link as long as you force the link. You have to do the drag to force the link. I just don't like to do that because I can easily lose track of, is this the same as... So now I can drag things down. So I've got my student ID, I've got my student name, and I'm going to drag down the department code and the GPA. And then I'm going to drag down the department code again just to show you they're the same, and the department name. Okay? So I can drag down things, and notice the table tells what table I dragged it from. Since department code on both is linked, that will mean I really didn't have to bring it down twice because they're going to say the same. But I wanted to prove that to you, so I brought them down twice. Okay? So now if I go and view the results of this, there are the results. And you can see that the student department and the department, which you really, department code, no, that's not what I want to do. I want to grab this and make it bigger so I can see what it says. Department code, and this one says student department code. So one of them is the department code from the student table, one of them is the department code from the department table, but since they've been linked, they're the same. So I really only had to bring down one of those to know what the department code was, as opposed to bringing down all of them, both of them. Okay. So now I go back, and let's say I only want to see CI majors. So I come in here under department code, and I could use either one. and I'm going to say CI in quotes because it's a non-numeric liberal. And when I put that there and I look at the results of the query, I'm only going to see CI students. Okay, because I asked to only see CI students, so now I've only got CI students. Okay. Now if I go back to my query and I say I want CI students with a GPA greater than 3.4. So I'm putting in there that I only want to see CI students with a GPA greater than 3.4. Notice those are both on the criteria line, so they have an and relationship. Okay. So now if I view these, I am seeing the only student, as it turns out, that has a GPA greater than 3.4 and is a CI major. Okay, so now I'm going to go back. And instead of an and, I want CI or GPA greater than 3.4. So what do I do now to get it to an or?
Scoot it down.
Yeah, just scoot it down a line. So I'm going to take the 3.4 and make it go down a line. See, there is some advantage to having just done access.
What's that?
There is some advantage to having just done an access assignment.
Yes.
Okay, so now I've got it on the OR line. So if I go and look, let's see who I get. I got all the CI majors, and I got one of the BU majors because they had a GPA greater than 3.4. I said I wanted either CI or a GPA greater than 3.4, so I got them. Okay. Questions. So basically, you can go in and make queries. The key thing is to make sure you do the links, because if I don't do the links, you want to save changes, sure. Major. Notice when I save it, it saves it under both of the tables that it uses. Which actually I think makes it very cluttered, but anyway. Okay. Now if I go back to that query and bring it up in design view and I take away this link, okay, I'm going to take away the link, delete it, and then I run it. What happens is that you see all the different combinations. Actually, it would be better if I didn't have the queries on this. I will do this one, but I think it's clearer. So I'm going to go back to view, and I'm going to take away those because I think it's clearer without those. And then I'm going to do a view. And what you can see here is Jane Coster had a CI in department column, but because it wasn't linked, she got linked to both things in the department, BU and CI. And if there'd been five different departments, she'd be linked to all five. And if there were 20 different departments, she'd be linked to all 20. So because you didn't link them, it says, I'll give you all the possibilities. Okay, and you get the fact that John Doe, and I get both of his records from the department. Okay. One of them applies, CI, one of them doesn't for you. But it doesn't know about the linking, so it gives you every possible combination. And if there'd been 20 departments, everybody would show up 20 times, linked to all 20 departments. So the linking is the key. If you don't do the linking, then you're not going to get good data. Okay? Because once I do the linking and I go back, I'm back to just 5. Okay. Now I'm going to bring up all 4. So I'm going to say create, query design, and I'm going to have student, student course, department, and course. So I'm adding them all. And what it turns out is that I have a link from department, but I don't have the other links. So I need to make them. So I'm going to take student ID in the student course and drag it to student ID in student. And I'm going to take course number in student course and drag it to course number in the course table. Okay? So I've now linked all of the tables. And when you want to do these, that's the critical thing that you do. So now I can bring down information from a variety. So I'm going to bring down the name. I'm going to come over here to department and bring down the department code and the department name. I'm going to bring down course number. I'm going to bring down course name. I'm going to pull down semester year, and I'm going to pull down grade. Make some of those fields a little shorter. So, I've now got information from 4 different tables. Okay? And they're all linked up together. And so if I run these, actually I need to take a picture. If I run these, that's what I get. Okay? Jim cost us there twice, but that's because she took 2 different courses. James Souza is there 3 times. That's because he took 3 courses. 2 of them were the same, but they were taken different semesters. Okay? So I've got all of the information that I want. Okay. Questions?
How do you connect the tables? I'm having a hard time.
You drag the one...
I have it dragging, but the lines are not showing.
Okay, you're dragging the name of one over to the name of the other. Let's see who.
See, I got one.
Now it's student ID. So student ID, you know, student ID, and drag it up to the student ID. Okay, so now let's say that I want to go back, and on this one, I want to have all CI majors. That have a more for GPA down to, I guess, that have a either CI and either a grade of B or a GPA greater than 3. So I'm going to have to come down here and add in GPA. Okay, so I'm going to find the GPA and I'm going to shorten these up a little so I have room for it. And I'm going to drag and bring the GPA down. Okay? Now I want you to try writing a query for CI majors and either a grade of D or a GPA grade of 3. So try writing that query. Create a query that will do that. Or I'll modify this one. I'm just going to modify this one. Why don't you work on making the query? Trying that? I haven't written this query. I want you to make a query that will do those things. Show CI majors and either a grade of B or a GPA grade of 3. Exactly the way it worked when you only had one table. It's just that the data has come from multiple tables. And as long as you're linking the tables together, it's going to work. So I'm going to say department code. What am I going to put here? Somebody want to tell me? At this point, you can read it. Okay, I put the CI. And this is one of those where CI has to be true. So where else do I put it? If it has to be true, and I've got an either or, which means something on the criteria line and something on the or line, where does CI have to go if it has to be true? Yes, on the or line. So I've got to put CI on both of these. Because it has to be true. And then the grade, I'm going to put a B. And notice if I just write the B, well, it doesn't, because it decided I meant something else. So I put it in quotes and it will work. Or a GPA greater than 3. So I'm now going to put in GPA greater than 3. So I've got CI. Whoops, what just happened here? Okay, I've got CI and grade of B or GPA greater than 3. But CI has to be true. And if I go and look at the results, all of them are CI. These two have a B. These, the ones that have an A, have a GPA greater than 3. So they're all CI. The ones that have a B are there because it's a B. One of them is. One of them is there because it's a B. Because one of them just has a 3, so that's not greater than 3. The other B actually meets both criteria. It's a B and its GPA is greater than 3. The A's are all there because the GPA was greater than 3. Okay? So that sets up that query. Okay? So I can do all of the same kinds of queries that I did in the previous access we looked at, but now I'm using multiple tables. Questions? Okay, what we're going to look at next is what you get to do. So you're going to the donor multiple table database, and we will work on this Thursday in class. But I would like you to get started on it before then so that if you get started on it before, I think then you can ask more pertinent questions if you can do the rigors of setting it up and everything. Okay, so I'm going to have you make 3 tables, and I've told you what's on the table. The donor table is going to have the donor ID, the donor name, and the donor address. And the donor ID is the PK, it's the primary key. Then the donation table has a donor ID, a donor number, and a donor, the date of the donation. And those 3 together make the primary key. So you're going to highlight them together and make the primary key. The amount is on that table, and the amount relates to who the donor was, what drive they gave to, and on what date. Because I'm hoping they'll give to the same drive multiple times. And then I have the drive table, which has the drive number, drive name, and the goal for the drive. And the drive number is the primary key. So those are my 3 tables that I need to set up. And I've told you the fields that should be on them, and I've told you what the primary keys are. So you want to set those up. And then I've got some queries down below that you need to do. I think there's 5 queries. So you need to do 5 queries based on those 3 tables. Okay, so you're going to set up the tables. You're going to make a database, set up the 3 tables, and then you're going to do queries on the tables. Now, as I said, my suggestion is that you get the tables set up, if you can, before Thursday, and then you can work on the queries. Okay? So, that is your homework.